What a beautiful day we celebrate today on this first day of the new year. And how appropriate it is, you know, at the beginning of our life, we have our mother, and we celebrate the beginning of this year, our mother. Today is the octave of Christmas, and the church puts before us on this crowning of Christmas. The octave day is the crowning day, and the start of a new year. The church puts before us the Mother of God. Because of her yes, we have Christmas. Because of her motherly care, we have a new year. It's appropriate to honor her in the beginning of a new year, for she herself was a new beginning. Unlike Eve, who said no to God and did her own thing and ate of the apple, Our Lady said yes to our Lord. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. So she became the new Eve, a new beginning. And because of her yes, we have the Son. We honor her today under the title of the Mother of God. Whenever I think of this title, I think of our beautiful cathedral in Covington. And in our cathedral, we have one of the largest stained glass windows in, I believe, at least this hemisphere, if not the whole world. And that window is of the Council of Ephesus. And you see in that window all these bishops surrounding, they're all standing up and, you know, glorifying God, and right in the center is Saint Cyril of Alexandria reading the beautiful proclamation of yes, that indeed Mary is indeed the Mother of God, which is what that council defined. This title is very important. You know, sometimes maybe you have your Protestant friends and they might ask, well, why do you say that, you know, she is indeed, why do you say, use that title, the Mother of God? You know, she only gave birth to the humanity of Christ, right? Well, no, because what do we believe about Christ? That he's both God and man, human and divine. And a mother, when we think of a mother gives flesh to the person. Gives flesh to the baby. A mother carries the baby in her womb. And so it is rightly so that we call her the Mother of God. And what do mothers do? Mothers, you know, they don't give birth to natures, you know, so only the human nature or the divine nature. But they give birth to a person. And so our mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, gave birth to the person of the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Son of God, our Lord Jesus, who is both human and divine. Without Our Lady, we wouldn't have our Lord in the flesh. Her love of God is profound. Our Lady brought forth the Son of God. She gave her Son so that he could save us. She endured her son being treated poorly. What mother could stand such an agony if it weren't that she loved us so very much? One of the saints says she loves us more than all the angels and saints ever could. She loves us more than anyone, except, of course, God himself. Considering her then and the love she has for us, of what she endured for our sake, we should place every confidence in her, who understands our trials and our sorrows. Our Lord holds her up for us to run to. This is seen at the very moment of our Lord's agony on the cross. He tells his beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." Who does Saint John represent? He represents the whole church. So our Lord himself is giving us his very own mother to the church. Who do we think of in times of great distress? You know, our mother. I don't know if anyone's ever seen the movie Saving Private Ryan. It's a very graphic movie, especially in the first 20, 25 minutes of the soldiers landing on Normandy. And there's many scenes in there of that particular beginning of the movie where soldiers are lying on the ground, and what are they doing as they're dying? They're calling out for their mother. We wish our mother would be here to protect us. How much more so does our mother in heaven protect those who run to her for her protection? We recall the words given to Saint Juan Diego. Saint Juan Diego was the one who received the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And the story is that he knew that Our Lady was going to appear on this second day or so of the apparition. But he wanted to get to his uncle, because his uncle was very sick, and he wanted to get to him, to help him. And so he decided to go around the Blessed Virgin Mary, go a different way where she wouldn't be. But you can't hide from our mother. You can't hide from Our Lady. Our Lady intercepted him and said these beautiful words, "Am I not here with you, who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection?" And at that moment, his uncle was healed. We see the power of a mother in the world of animals, how a mother takes care of their children. I don't know about Lucy, though. Lucy doesn't have any puppies, and I don't know how she would be. But anyway, this is related by a saint about this thought about we see motherhood in the world of animals. How a whale would swallow its young so as to save them from peril. Or a crocodile whose jaws are made for crushing bones, picking up its babies very gently and bringing them to water and taking care of them. Or we think of another favorite image sometimes you see in churches, a pelican piercing itself so that its little babies can eat when it can't find food. This is the image of Christ shedding his blood so we may have life, but also the good mother who looks after her children so they will be safe and well fed and taken care of. And if these images of animals taking care of their babies, you know, are very moving and beautiful, how much more so does our mother in heaven take care of us? How much more so and beautiful and moving is thinking of her? She who was known as the Queen of Martyrs, she suffered even greater than they did. We place every confidence in her who always listens, who's always ready to help, the good mother who is constantly on watch for her children. Love her as your mother, for she loves you more than your mother ever could. Be devoted to her always, who never loses her children, who run to her protection. We commend the past to her motherly care. In this new year, we start the year celebrating her life, honoring her. May we do this every day of our life, keeping her always before us and running to her. A few years ago, Pope Benedict XVI gave a very powerful speech on hastening the reign of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we recall from Our Lady of Fatima that Our Lady says to the little children, "In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph." So in our devotion to her, we are hastening that day. We're hastening the great reign of the Immaculate Heart, because it's in her heart that there will be peace. May we always be devoted to the Mother of God, just like her Son was and is now and forever. In Our Lady, we see the sure path to heaven. She leads us to her glorious Son. So may we stay devoted to her, for she wants us to be in heaven with her for all eternity.